Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a proper jungle, old school DnB riser in Ableton Live 12, but with a twist. We're not treating the riser like a cinematic whoosh. We're treating it like a mixing move, because in real jungle, the riser's job is to push momentum into the drop without stealing the throne from the break and the sub. The break is the headline. The riser is the stage lighting. We're going to build a two-layer riser system, route it into a dedicated riser bus. And then we'll do the part most people skip. We'll make it feel like it accelerates and gets louder without actually turning it into a muddy, harsh headroom eating problem. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone. 172 BPM is a sweet spot for that rolling feel. So let's go with that. Now create two MIDI tracks and a return. One MIDI track called Riser Noise. One MIDI track called Riser Tone. And a return track called Riser Verb. Then group the two riser tracks into a group called Riser Bus. This is key. Group processing is where that it's one unified push feeling comes from, and it lets you automate and control the whole build without chasing a million tiny issues. Let's start with layer A, the noise or air riser. On riser noise, load operator. In operator, set oscillator to noise white. Turn the filter on. Use an LP24, a 24 dB low pass. Start the filter frequency low, around 300 Hz. Bring resonance up a bit, somewhere like 0.4 to 0.6. That little whistly edge is part of the rave vocabulary. Just don't let it scream. Then create an 8-bar MIDI clip and hold one note the entire time. C3 is fine. This isn't about melody, it's about motion. Now, the core automation for this layer. The filter frequency sweep over the 8 bars. Automate operators filter frequency from about 300 Hz all the way up to 12 or even 16 kHz. Smooth ramp. And here's a coaching note. Don't draw it perfectly linear. If you want it to feel like it's speeding up, draw the curve so it rises slow at first, then faster in the last couple bars. That reads as acceleration even if nothing about the rhythm changed. Optional, if there's filter drive available in that filter section, creep it from 0 up to around plus 6 dB by the end. And if you really need it, a tiny gain lift on operator's output near the end, like a couple dB max. Tiny. We're going to create loudness with perception, not just level. Now add movement and texture after operator. Drop on auto filter. Set it to bandpass mode. Start around 600 Hz and sweep it up to around 8 or 10 kHz by the end. Resonance fairly high, like 0.7 up to 1.2. This gives you that telephone into air vibe and makes it feel alive instead of just a static hiss. Then add redux. We're not trying to destroy it. We just want jungle grit. Automate downsample gently upward, something like 1.5 up to 3.0 over the build. Pitch reduction can stay at 0 or maybe 1 to 2 if you want a slightly crustier edge. If it gets fizzy and cheap, back off. Then add utility. Set width to something wide, like 140 to 170%, and turn bass mono on, around 180 to 250 Hz. That's a huge mixing move. Wide noise down low is one of the fastest ways to blur your break and make your mix feel weak in mono. At this point, solo it quickly and check the intention. It should sound like bright air with motion and a bit of crunch, not like a full range sandstorm. Now layer B, the tonal, rave riser. This is what makes it old school. On riser tone, load wave eatable. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, saw as well, and attune it a little, like 7 to 15 cents. Enable a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. If you go too wide too early, you lose impact later. Turn the filter on. MS2 or LP24 both work. Start the filter around 400 Hz. Resonance 0.2 to 0.5. Set the amp envelope with a small attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release anywhere from 300 to 900 milliseconds so it doesn't click or chop off unnaturally. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip and hold a note like G2 or A2. Something that makes sense with your tune's key, because this layer will absolutely clash if it's in the wrong place. Even if it's not melody, your ear will interpret it as pitch information. Now the automation that makes this layer push. First, pitch rise. Over the 8 bars, automate transpose from 0 up to plus 12 semitones for the classic lift. But teacher tip, if you want darker, less EDM energy, do plus 7 instead of plus 12. That fifth rise feels more menacing and less like a festival riser. Next, automate the filter frequency on wave eatable from around 400 Hz up to 6 to 9 kHz. Again, curve it slow then fast if you want acceleration. Optionally, toward the last bar, increase unison amount just a touch. We're talking subtle. This is hype at the edge, not blur the entire center of the mix. Now we add grit. because old school tension is harmonic density. After wave eatable and saturator, set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between +4 and +10 dB depending on your level. Turn soft clip on. This helps it feel forward without sharp peaks. If you want more bite, add overdrive after that. Keep it controlled. Drive maybe 20 to 45%, dry slash wet 10 to 30%. Use the tone control to aim that aggression toward the upper mids. If you aim it too high, it turns into fizzy pain. Then EQ8. High pass at around 150 to 250 Hz. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. The sub lane is sacred, and if you find a nasty whistle or stab, it's often in the 2 to 4 KHz zone. Dip it gently. Here's a deeper coaching point. Harshness is often too stable, not too loud. If there's one resonance sweeping up and it's perfectly steady, your ear locks onto it and it hurts. Instead of only cutting it, try adding micro motion. Even tiny modulation on filter frequency or unison can stop that laser beam harshness. Cool. Now both layers are built. Let's glue and push them using the riser bus chain. On the riser bus, first device, EQ8. High pass the entire bus around 120 to 200 Hz. Choose 24 or 48 dB per octave depending on how dense it is. Add a gentle high shelf if you need more air, +1 to +3 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. If it's getting sharp, dip 3 to 6 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. If you're comfortable, switch EQ8 into mid/side mode. A powerful jungle trick is to cut low mids more on the sides than the mid. It keeps the center punchy, keeps the edges airy, and doesn't smear your break. Next, multiband dynamics. Use it like a tamer, not a weapon. Start from default, then lightly compress the high band, maybe around a 2 to 1 vide, just enough to stop the last bar from becoming painful. Keep the mids stable. If you clamp the mids too hard, the riser stops feeling like it's moving forward and starts feeling like it's stuck in a box. Then, optional but effective, glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Threshold so you're only getting 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. This is cohesion, not smashing. Then utility at the end. Set bass mono on around 160 to 220 Hz and automate width over the build. Something like 120% early, rising toward 160% later. Now, here's an advanced variation that works insanely well. Early wide, late narrow. Try widening for bars 1 through 6. Then in the last bar before the drop, narrow it slightly. Not mono, just less wide. The center loads up with tension. Then at the drop, the whole mix feels like it opens back up. Next, reverb strategy. Because this is where live people accidentally turn the build into fog. On the riser verb return, load hybrid reverb. Pick a hall or plate style. Decay anywhere from 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-deli 20 to 40 milliseconds so it stays punchy and doesn't swallow the attack. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. After hybrid reverb, put EQ8. High pass again around 300 to 600 Hz. Yes, again. This is how you stop mud from piling up in the reverb tail. If there's harshness, dip it here rather than on your dry signal. Sometimes the reverb is the thing that's biting you. Now automate the send amounts from both riser layers to that return. For the first 6 bars, keep it modest, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Then in bars 7 and 8, ramp it up, maybe toward minus 12 to minus 6 dB. And then the most important part, the reverb pull. In the last quarter bar before the drop, pull that send down fast, dramatically. That's the jungle vacuum trick. The room collapses right before impact, so the drop sounds bigger without you changing peak level. Now we do the real push. Duck the riser against the brakes. On the riser bus, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Set audio from to your drum brake bus, or at least your full drums group. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack fast, 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. And this matters a lot, so let's lock it to the groove. At 172 BPM, if you want tight and modern, go 50 to 90 ms. Classic rolling feels great around 90 to 140 ms. Lazy and woozy is 140 to 200 ms. But be careful, that can start sounding like obvious pumping. Set the threshold so you're getting roughly 2 to 6 dB of ducking on the main hits. You want the riser to surge in the gaps, not fight the snare crack. And here's a mindset shift. Watch the brake peak, not the riser peak. In jungle, the snare transient often defines perceived loudness. Your riser should sit under that transient energy, but fill the spaces around it. If the snare starts feeling smaller as the riser builds, you've gone too far, or you need more ducking, or you need to clear low mids. Now let's map it into an 8-bar build, so it actually behaves like jungle. From 8 bars before the drop to 5 bars before, introduce the noise riser quietly, filtered low, with moderate. From 5 to 3 bars before, bring in the tonal riser, still low passed and gritty. Start the pitch automation slowly. From 3 to 2 bars before, increase distortion a touch and push the reverbs and more. Begin your widening automation. From 2 to 1 bar before, add a little alarm hint. Duplicate the tonal layer, transpose it up 12 semitones, but keep it quiet and only for that one bar. It's a signal flare, not a lead. Last bar before the drop, do 3 big moments. First, reverb pull down right before the drop. Second, increase sidechain duck slightly if needed so the break stays king. Third, optional stutter energy. Use autopan as a gate on the riser bus or one layer. Amount 100%, phase 0 degrees. Rate 1/8 for that classic stutter. Or go 1/16 and tweak phase if you want it to lock to a men's swing. Then at the drop, hard mute the riser layers on beat 1. No tail. No leftover reverb bloom. Contrast is impact. One more advanced contrast trick. Don't just remove the sound, remove what it was doing to the mix. If you automated width-wide during the build, snap it back to normal right after. If your reverb return is ringing, pull the return down. If the bus compression is working harder during the build, ease it back at the drop. You're basically turning off the tension machine, and the drop feels like reality slams back into place.